被拿来查考主耶稣复活所带来的转变。
In the name of Jesus Christ, now I begin the study with everyone regarding the topic of transformation that results from the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣复活，所以我们今天弟兄姐妹能够聚集在这里来敬拜神。
Because Lord Jesus has resurrected, and that's why we can all sit here and worship God today.
也因为他活着，所以我们对他颂赞，对他祷告，才变得有意义。
And because he is living, that our prayers and our praises to him are very meaningful.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们昨天照进度应该读路加福音二十四章。
So yesterday, according to our Bible reading schedule, we should be reading Luke chapter 24.
那路加福音二十四章在记载主耶稣复活的整个经过。
And Luke chapter 24 records the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
那耶稣基督复活，这是他整个救恩计划里面一个最高点。
And Lord Jesus has risen. That is the epiphany of the plan of salvation.
因为他的复活证明他是生命的主，他得胜死亡。
Because he is risen, he it proves that he is the Lord of life, and he is in charge of life.
在福音书里面用很长的篇幅在记录主耶稣基督他被钉十字架的过程。
There is a large portion of the gospel book describing the crucifixion of Lord Jesus.
在路加福音从二十二章开始到二十三章，他基本上都在描述主耶稣预备要被抓、被审判，然后最后被钉十字架。
Luke chapter 22 to 24, it records how Lord Jesus was being captured and eventually preparing for crucifixion on the cross.
他在十字架上所承受的苦是他整个为我们人类所做的牺牲的最高点。
And the bitterness that he had tasted for us on the cross is the ultimate height of his salvation.
因为在十字架上他为我们每一个人去尝了死味，到阴间去受苦替我们担待了罪的代价。
Because on the cross he tasted Hades, and he went to Hades to suffer for us.
在十字架上他尝到了被天父离弃的滋味。
And on the cross he tasted the bitterness of being forsaken by our Heavenly Father.
最后他把他的灵魂交给天父他断气死了。
At the end, he gave his spirit to the Heavenly Father, and he gave up his breath and died.
即使在十字架上这么痛苦的时候，他还是为那钉他十字架人祷告，求天父赦免。
As painful as it was on the cross, he still prayed on behalf of people that crucified him and asked for God's forgiveness.
在十字架上这么样痛苦的时刻里面，他仍然关心了他的母亲玛利亚，把他最爱的母亲交给他所爱的门徒。
Even on the cross, he still cared about his mother Maria and gave Maria to his beloved disciple.
最后他为我们尝了这个死味之后，他被埋葬在坟墓里。
At the end, after he tasted the death on our behalf, then he was buried.
那他被埋葬的时候，有一群妇女看见他被埋葬的地方。
And when he was being buried, there was a group of women that saw where he was buried.
所以第二十四章一开始就记录这一群爱主的妇女们，他们清早黎明的时候，他们就带着香料到坟墓那边去，要膏耶稣的身体。
And chapter 24 describes this group of women early in the morning. They went into the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared.
那这一群妇女，她们爱主的表现，是他主耶稣的其他的使徒所跟不上的。
And the love, the action of love shown by these women are something that even the Lord's disciple could not do.
在路加福音二十四章，我们看到两组人有强烈的。对比他们对主耶稣 的话以及对耶稣复活的事情有很不同的表现。
And in chapter 24, we can see two groups of people that had a very contrasted reaction to the Lord's words and Lord's love.
一开头就记录这一群爱主的妇女。
In the beginning of the chapter, describe these group of women that love the Lord.
他们其实应该是安息日结束之后，就是星期六的日落以后，他们就去准备了很多香料，准备一大早，隔天一大早就要去膏耶稣了。
They had prepared the spices the day before, right after the Sabbath, preparing for that morning to anoint Lord Jesus.
可是当他们带着这个香料要来膏主耶稣的时候，他们发现耶稣的坟墓已经被打开了。
When they came to the tomb, bringing the spices, they realized that the tombstone was rolled away.
他们进去看不见耶稣的身体。
They went in and could not find the body of Lord Jesus.
他们正在怀疑说到底怎么一回事的时候，突然之间天使向他们显现。
When they were greatly perplexed about what happened, the two angels appeared to them.
那当然，圣经描述说是两个人衣服发光向他们说话。
The Bible described that two men stood by them in shiny garments.
后来，其实门徒他们了解这个是天使的显现。
But the disciples knew that this is the manifestation of the angels.
那这个时候，这些妇女们很害怕，他们趴在地上。
And these women were very scared, so they fell to the ground.
那这两位天使向他们宣告了一个很重要的事实。
And the two angels declared a very important fact to them.
那我们现在请翻开《路加福音》二十四章的第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 5.
路加二十四章第五节。
Verse 5.
妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？”
Verse 5. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?"
第六节，他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎么样告诉你们
？Verse 6, he is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee.
第七节说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
Verse 7, saying the Son of Man must deliver into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
第八节，他们就想起耶稣的话来。
And verse 8, they remembered his words.
那这一段是天使对这妇女们所提醒的话语。
So this passage describes the reminder of the angels to these women.
对天使来说，觉得说你们怎么在死人当中要找活人呢
？The angels asked them, "Why are you looking for the dead? Why are you looking for the life among the dead?"
因为他不在这里，他已经活了，他是活的了。
Because he's not here, he has risen, he's alive.
因为他要活的这件事情，早在他还没有死以前就已经告诉你们的话。
Because the fact that he will rise again, this has already been predicted and prophesied before.
所以第六节天使特别提醒他，你们要想一想，要记住他曾经跟你们说过，人子要被交在罪人手里，要被钉十字架，但是第三天他要复活，他要起来的。
So the angels reminded them that he already told you that he will be delivered to the hands of the sinful man, be crucified, and the third day he will rise again.
经过天使这样一讲以后，这些妇女们他们就想起主耶稣的话来了。
After the angel's reminders, then the women remembered.
好像以前他们突然之间把主所讲过的话都忘光光了。
It seems that they forgot what the Lord has said.
他们当时候一定也是带着一个很忧伤的心情。要来膏耶稣的身体。
At the time, they probably came with a very saddened heart to bring the spices to Lord Jesus.
因为当时候这群妇女，她们看着主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，她们嚎啕痛哭。
And because these group of women, they cried and wept when they saw Lord Jesus crucified on the cross.
因为主耶稣他为我们人所背负的这个代价，是一般人所承受不起的。
Because the price that Lord Jesus has paid for us is not something that normal person can uptake.
那个时候。主耶稣看着这群妇女在痛哭的时候，他转头跟他们说：“不要为我哭。”
When Lord Jesus saw that these group of women were crying for him, he turned and said to them, "Do not cry for me."
那是在二十三章的第二十八节所说的。
And that's recorded in chapter 23, verse 28.
因为当时候这些妇女们看到主耶稣被鞭打，他流血，他还要这样子背着十字架走上哥他被钉十字架，他们觉得。
These women cried because they witnessed Lord Jesus being tortured, whipped, and carried the cross to Golgotha, so they were very sad to see that. Because they knew that Lord Jesus was not a sinner. He is a Lord that full of mercy. But he was treated as a sinner, as a criminal by the officials.
所以当时候这些妇女们痛哭，但是使徒们他们跑掉，他们不在。
So these group of women at the time they wept for Lord Jesus, yet the disciples all ran away.
主耶稣跟他们跟这些妇女们说。
So Lord Jesus said to them.
他说要为自己和为自己的儿女哭。
That but weep for yourself and for your children.
也就是说，将来会有一个很大的灾难临到你们。
In other words, there will be a great disaster that will come upon you in the future.
那个灾难是因着这些罪人把这个义人钉死的代价。
And it is a price that they have to pay for crucifying the righteous on the cross.
当罪人不愿意接受耶稣基督所设定的救恩的时候，那个日子将到，那是没有人能够承受得起的日子。
When the sinner are not willing to accept the salvation of Lord Jesus, that day will come and nobody can stand that day.
因为主耶稣已经看到将来大审判的时候，这些罪人他们所要承受的刑罚有 多可怕。
Because Lord Jesus can already foresee the punishment that will come to the sinners and how dreadful that is.
那所以那时候这群妇女他们去膏主耶稣的时候，
So when these group of women came to anoint Jesus,
他们到时候已经忘记主所说过他第三天要复活这个预言了。
So they already forgot the prophecy that Lord Jesus said that the third day he will rise again.
其实在路加福音我们可以从头看到尾呢，主耶稣三次跟门徒预告他要被钉十字架，但是第三天他要复活。
And if you read the book of Luke, you can see that three times Lord Jesus predicted that he will be crucified and the third day he will rise again.
那这个所谓的复活，我们如果看这个字眼，这个复活的字，我们中文用复活就很简单的概括所有的动作了。
If you look at the word resurrection,
那其实在原来的文字里面他的复活有的是活着的，是不是死的，是活着有生命力的。
And the original, the text, resurrection means that he is alive, that he has life.
那有的字眼它是用起来来描述，就是说他本来躺着，他现在会再起来的。
And there are other words that describe how somebody was laying down and now he will get up.
那有的是说，有的字眼的意思就是说，他是起来是生命力非常丰盛的，他是他不是起来但是不会动，他是起来可以活动，而且非常有活力的去做很多事情。
It can also mean that somebody get up but still has a life and has a very vivid life that has the energy and the power to do everything.
在二十四章的第七节这里说，第三日要复活，表示主耶稣他要从死里面站起来。
And in verse 7 it says Lord Jesus will rise again. That means he will stand up from death.
他站起来之后他就离开了，他就离开这一个坟墓的地方了。
When he rise again, he will leave the tomb.
这是为什么这些妇女们他们来 找耶稣的时候他 不见耶稣的身体。
And this is why when the women came to look for Jesus, they couldn't find his body.
因为主耶稣已经活着，他变活人了。
Because Lord Jesus came back alive, he is a live man.
他离开了这个坟墓了。
And he left the tomb.
那时候这些妇女他们听到这些天使这样讲以后，
When the women heard what the angel said,
他们并没有怀疑说你讲的是真的吗？
They did not have any doubt whether or not it was true.
他们当时候看着这个细麻布留在那里，
When they saw the fine linen that was left behind,
他们想起了主耶稣所讲的话，
And they remember what Lord Jesus said.
看到这个现场主耶稣已经不在那里了，
And they saw the scene where Lord Jesus was no longer there.
他们当时候赶快跑回去要去跟使徒报告这个好消息。
So they ran to report the good news to the apostles.
所以第九节我们看到说，他们就从坟墓那里回去了，把这一切的事情都告诉十一个使徒和十一的人。
And verse 9 says they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest.
可是这些使徒他们听到这个妇女们所讲的这个消息之后，他们的反应是什么呢？
So what are the reaction of the apostles after they heard from the women?
我们看第十一节。
11.
他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。
Verse 11, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them.
也就是说，这些使徒们他将这些妇女们所讲的话当作开玩笑的，他说你们这个有可能吗？怎么会这种事情发生呢？
In other words, the apostles treated these women's words like they were idle tales, they were jokes. Could it be possible?
不能够相信说主耶稣身体已经不见了。
They couldn't believe that Lord Jesus' body is already gone.
当时候，你看第十二节特别记载，彼得他起来去看。
In verse 12, it records how Peter rose and ran to the tomb.
他跑到坟墓里面去看，看到细麻布就放在一个地方，他就回去，他心里面很稀奇所成就的事情。
In verse 12, he rose and ran to the tomb and stooped down. He saw the linen cloth lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself what had happened.
如果从约翰福音一起对照的话，这个时候跟彼得一起去看的还有一个主所爱的门徒。
And if you read the book of John, you'll realize that the person that also there's a disciple that was loved by the Lord, he also accompanied Peter.
他们两个人一起进去看，困到坟墓真的是空的。
So two of them went into the tomb, and indeed the tomb was empty.
那表示说主耶稣已经不在了。
In other words, Lord Jesus is already gone.
他已经复活。
He already risen.
可是当时候，彼得他的心里面是很惊奇哦，他说很稀奇所成就的事情。
But Peter, in his heart, was marveled to himself at what happened.
其实他那时候还没有真的了解主耶稣是从死里复活，他所讲过的话已经应验了。
At the time, he did not realize that Lord Jesus had already resurrected from the death, and his words already came true.
表示说，在他原来的想法里面，这个死人复活这件事情是很难明白的。
In other words, in his old idea, he thought that it's really hard to understand how a dead person can come back alive.
因为这是超越我们人的一个经验，我们没有办法了解。
Because this is beyond our experience, is something that we just cannot understand.
因为我们都是认为说死就躺着，就人就归于尘土了。
Because we think that if we're dead, then we will lay down and our body will return to dust.
我们在座人没有人死过。
No, none of us have died before.
所以没有人有这个经验。
So none of us have this experience.
如果今天有人死过回来跟我们说死的是怎么一回事
？If somebody now today died and came back and tell us what death is all about.
其实也不是连每个人都会相信。
And not, I believe not everybody will believe that person.
因为有人一定会怀疑说，你所讲的话是真的吗？你真的死过吗
？Because some will doubt whether or not that person is true. Have you really died before?
你是不是在做梦啊
？Are you sure you're not dreaming?
所以其实主耶稣他自己也讲过，那个财主他要求说，你让我复活，让我回去告诉我的兄弟，他说死后在阴间很痛苦，让他们改变，不要跑来这个地方。
Lord Jesus said that the rich man had begged that God allowed the rich man to return to life and tell his brothers all about how bitter and how torturous death is about so that they would not commit the same sin.
但是其实一个人他如果不相信神，他说从死，即使有一个人从死里复活，他们也不会信的。
But if a person does not believe in God, even if a dead person comes back alive, he still would not believe.
所以在路加福音十六章主耶稣所讲的比喻里面呢、啊。
So in the parable in Luke chapter 16 that's said by Lord Jesus,
他就说他们有摩西的律法，他们有圣经可以看的。
Lord Jesus said that they have Mosaic laws, they have the scripture to read.
他们如果看了，他们如果相信，他们就知道他们在世上的生活应该是怎样过日子的。
If they read it and they believe it, they'll know how they should conduct themselves when they're alive.
但是如果他们不读不相信。
But if they don't read the scripture and they don't believe in it,
即使有人从死里复活，他们也不会改变。
Even a person comes from the dead, they still would not change.
那这就说明说，今天我们人很，其实我们的心是很硬的，不容易改变的。
What this tells us is that today we have a very stubborn heart. We're not easy to change.
就当时候，即使是彼得，他看到这个事实，他只是心里稀奇，他都还没有想起主耶稣所讲过的那句话，真的一个一个都应验了。
And even Peter, at the time, he only marveled to himself. He did not believe that what Lord Jesus prophesied already came true one by one.
在那个时候，其实彼得他有很多很多旧约圣经里面的这些知识的。
Peter at the time had a lot of biblical knowledge.
因为他对旧约圣经是很熟悉的，他对律法是精读过的。
Because he was very familiar with the old scripture and the laws.
可是在这个时候，他都还没有办法把旧约所有关于主耶稣基督的预言跟耶稣复活这件事情真的把它联系在一起。
But even at the time, he could not connect the prophecies from the scripture to the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
那当时候使徒们他们这种表现，其实彼得也不是最特殊的，大部分人其他人都跟他一样的。
Peter's reaction at the time is not out of ordinary. The rest of the disciples also had the same reaction.
他们那时候其实对主耶稣复活这件事情，很多人都心里疑惑。
At the time, many of them doubted the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
因为接下来第二十四章记载有两个门徒，他们要从耶路撒冷到以马忤寺去。
And in chapter 24 describes that there are two disciples that went to Emmaus.
他们当时候心里面忧愁。
At the time, they were very sad.
所以第二十四章十七节说，他们是让脸上带着愁容。
And that their face was very sad.
他们不明白，这么好的这个他们所盼望的基督，这个人竟然被钉十字架，被抓去钉死了。
They did not understand why Lord Jesus was being captured and crucified on the cross.
因为他们那时候，你看主耶稣亲自跟他们显现，跟他们 同行，那跟他们对话。
And Lord Jesus manifested himself to them, had a conversation with them, and walked with them.
那时候这两个门徒他们怎么样介绍耶稣呢？
And at the time, how did these two disciples introduce Lord Jesus?
第十九节是说他是一个先知。
Verse 19, it says that he was a prophet.
他在神跟众百姓面前说话行事都有大能的。
And that he is mighty indeed in words before God and all the people.
可是我们的官长竟然把他抓去钉死在十字架上。
But our chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death.
第二十一节说。
21.
他说我们素来所盼望要属以色列民的就是他。
21, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel.
也就是说他们相信这个拿撒勒耶稣是他们所盼望的救主。
In other words, they believe that the Lord Jesus of Nazareth was the savior that they've been waiting for.
但是他竟然被抓去钉死了。
But yet he was captured and crucified.
好，他现在说不但这样子哦，他说这个事情成就已经三天了。
And indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
第二十二节说，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇啊，他们清早到坟墓那里去说。不见他的身体了。
Verse 22, yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us.
然后他说，天使说他已经复活了。
And the angel said that he was alive.
第二十四节
，24,
我们真的有几个人跑去坟墓那边看，真的，他说，就如妇女们所说的，没有看见他了。
Verse 24, and certain of these who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see.
所以那时候表示说这两个门徒他们当时候是在现场听到这些妇女们回来报告主耶稣已经复活了这个消息的。
These two disciples at the time heard the report of the women coming back from the tomb.
可是当时候你看他们听完之后他们的反应是什么？
But what was their reaction after they have heard about it?
他们还是觉得说主耶稣身体不见啊。
They still only think about how Lord Jesus' body was gone.
他们那时候也是觉得说在耶路撒冷很危险。
They only thought that it was very dangerous in Jerusalem.
所以他们想要到以马忤去。
And so they want to go to Emmaus.
也许他们想要到那边去避难也不一定。
Maybe they want to go there to hide from the danger.
可是当时候他们脸上带愁容，他们觉得他们所依靠这个主不见了。
And but at the time their face was very saddened because the savior that they've been relying on is gone.
不知道他发生什么事了。
They don't know what happened to him.
因为当时候那一天早上，这个事情主耶稣复活之后呢，那个兵丁啊，看守耶稣身体的那些兵丁，他们是亲眼目睹的。
Because what happened that morning, the soldiers that was watching the tomb witnessed them.
那当时候连这些官长、祭司长他们都知道这个消息的。
And even the chief priests and the rulers heard about this news.
可是当时候马太福音二十八章特别记载。这个消息被封锁住。
But in Matthew chapter 28, it describes that this news was being locked.
要去反过来说，是他的门徒来偷走耶稣的身体的。
And in other words, they want to say that the disciples had stole Jesus' body.
但其实主耶稣基督他那一天早上复活以后。他就跟他的门徒显现的。
But the truth is, the day that Lord Jesus resurrected, he already appeared to his disciples.
这两个门徒他们对话当中所讲出来的他们的感想。
And the conversation between the two disciples reflected their thoughts.
他们只是认为，只是说他们所盼望的这个救主，他竟然被钉十字架。
They thought the Savior that they've been looking for is now crucified.
没有办法了解。他是活着的。
They could not understand how he is alive.
他们真的忘记了主所说的预言了。
They forgot the prophecy said by the Lord.
所以当时候你看他们是眼睛迷糊的人。
And at the time their vision was blurred.
他们即使主耶稣在他身边，他们也认不清楚了。
Even when Lord Jesus was standing right next to them, they could not recognize him.
他们也没办法了解他的讲话。
They could not understand his words.
当时候其实主耶稣。是要挽回他们这两个人的信心的。
At the time, Lord Jesus was trying to save their faith.
听他们这样讲之后，主耶稣怎么跟他们回答呢
？After Lord Jesus heard what they said, how did he answer them?
第二十五节说
，25.
他说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
Verse 25, and he said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet has spoken."
你们是无知的，而且你们的心很迟钝。
That you are foolish and you have slow of heart.
就是先知所讲的，就是在旧约圣经里面所预言的，你们都不明白了。
And what the prophet has spoken and prophesied in the Old Testament, you did not understand any of it.
也就是说，他们没有办法把 主耶稣基督复活这件事情跟旧约圣经 所预言的联系在一起。
In other words, they cannot connect the resurrection of Lord Jesus to the prophecies in the Old Testament.
第二十六节，基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀里，岂不是应当的吗？
26. Are not the Christ who have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
基督这样受害是预言这个救主会受苦。
The Christ will suffer. This is a prophecy that the Savior will suffer.
这是在圣经里面一再预言，在诗篇、在先知书里面啊所强调的。
And this is a prophecy that's been emphasized in the book of Psalm and the book of prophecies.
然后他说又要进入他的荣耀里。
And he will enter into his glory.
进入他的荣耀表示耶稣要从死里复活。
Enter into the glory means that he will be resurrected from the dead.
要让众人看见神的荣耀。
So that all men can witness the glory of God.
神让信耶稣的人可以得胜死亡。
And that God will allow those who believe in Lord Jesus to have victory.
可以跟他的永生联系在一起。
So that they can be connected with his everlasting life.
所以他说这个就是本来在神的计划里面应该这样实现的。
And this is something that should have taken place in God's salvation plan.
当时候主耶稣就从摩西和先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话都给他们讲解明白。
And 27, in beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
这里我们看到主耶稣复活之后，他对门徒做了一个讲解圣经这个很重要的过程。
And from here we can see that after Lord Jesus resurrected, he explained the scripture to the disciples.
其实在后面第四十五节的地方特别强调说主耶稣开他们的心窍。
In verse 45, it says that Lord Jesus opened their understanding.
主耶稣开他们心窍之后，他们就明白了圣经里面所讲的这些道理。
After he opened their understanding, they comprehended the scriptures.
因为第四十四节，主耶稣再一次的对他所有的门徒，他当时的使徒，都跟他们讲解经上有关于他自己的预言都必须应验。
In verse 44, Lord Jesus once again explained to them all the things that prophesied in the scripture that will be fulfilled.
那时候他们的整个心才豁然开朗。
And then they understood.
他们才发现说，原来主耶稣本来就应该是要活着的。
So then they understand that the Lord Jesus was supposed to be alive.
他现在被钉死是有一个特殊目的的。
He died for a purpose.
这个目的是为我们众人的罪的所付出代价的。
And the purpose is to pay a price for all of our sins.
那当时候门徒他们从这个时候开始，他们整个心就改变。
So from that point on, the heart of the disciples have changed.
那当时候我们如果看门这两个。这个往以马五十节这两个门徒，当主耶稣跟他们讲解圣经以后
，You can see the two disciples that were heading towards Emmaus after Lord Jesus explained the scripture to them.
他们刚好又时间已经晚了，所以他们就请主耶稣住下来。
And because it was late in the evening, so they invited Lord Jesus to stay with them.
跟到了坐席的时候，第三十节说，主耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢，擘开就递给他们。
And verse 30, it came to pass as he sat at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them.
一起吃饭，一起在坐席的时候，现在他们吃了这个饼以后，他们的眼睛就明亮了。
After they sat at the table, took the bread, their eyes were open.
他们才认出说，哦，原来这位跟他们一路同行的就是他们的主。
Then they realized that the man that had accompanied with them was their Lord.
主耶稣他现在亲自向他们显明了。
So Lord revealed himself to them.
让这两个本来眼睛迷糊的门徒，现在眼睛突然明亮起来。
So that the two disciples, their eyes were closed, now their vision's open.
因为他们现在明白圣经里面所记载耶稣基督预言之后。
So now they understand the prophecy regarding Lord Jesus.
圣经特别说，他们那时候心里面是非常火热的。
And the Bible describes that at the time their heart was very fervent.
所以第三十二节，他们彼此才说。在路上他和我们讲说话给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And verse 32 and said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he was talking with us on the road?
他们当时候就感受到这种，哇，原来主耶稣已经活着，他并不是躺在那个坟墓里面，他是生命的主，他们那时候整个心就开了。
So they understood that the Lord Jesus is alive. He is not a dead man laying in the tomb. So their hearts were opened.
那么他们现在跟随主，他们成为主的门徒，他们是有福的。
So they follow Lord Jesus, and they now are considered disciples of Lord Jesus. They are indeed blessed.
因为主耶稣所讲的每一句话竟然都应验，那他所应许给他们的盼望一定会实现。
Because every word that Lord Jesus spoken came true, and therefore all his promises will be fulfilled.
这个消息，他们这个了解，让他们整个心。他说没有办法再等到明天早上才离开，他们当天晚上就要回到耶路撒冷去了。
So they were excited about this understanding. They could not wait till the next morning. That same night, they returned to Jerusalem.
所以他们心里火热的结果就是他们要去把这个消息告诉其他的使徒。
So their heart was burning. So they were excited to give this news to the apostles.
我们从第33节看到，他们当时候当晚马上回去耶路撒冷。
In verse 33, we can see that they rose at that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
他们回去的时候是连夜赶回的。
And so they travel all night to return to Jerusalem.
回去的时候，刚好碰到十一个使徒跟他们这些同人，就是他们一起的这些门徒，聚集在一起来讲主耶稣向他们显现的过程。
And so they found the 11 and gathered them together to tell them about the good news of the risen of the Lord.
第34节说，主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。
Verse 34 saying the Lord is risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.
也就是说，这十一个使徒跟其他的门徒，他们一起在 share 这个消息，说主真的复活了，而且已经给西门彼得看见了。
So the 11 apostles are sharing the news with one another that Lord Jesus already shown himself to Simon.
然后呢，他们这两个门徒回来以后，就加入这个讨论，再把他们两个人在路上所遇见的事情，跟擘饼的时候主怎么向他们。显现让他们认出来的事情都讲了一次。
So the two disciples then joined the conversation and shared their experience of how the Lord walked with them and broke bread with them and spent time with them.
那这个时候让他们在所有的门徒再一次的确认说主真的复活，跟他们显现，跟西门显现，主现在是在什么地方，只是他们没有看见而已。
And once again, they confirmed the fact that Lord Jesus is indeed alive because he appeared to Simon, to the two disciples, even though they don't know where he's at right now.
那这个时候，正在说话的时候，主耶稣亲自站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”
While they were still saying things, Lord Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you."
但是第37节又特别说了。
In verse 37,
他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。
It says that they were terrified and frightened, and they supposed they had seen the spirit.
那个时候，第38节主耶稣说：“那你们为什么愁烦？你们为什么心里疑念呢？”
Verse 38, and he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do you doubt arise in your hearts?"
你看，当时候他们看到主跟他们显现的时候，他们表现是这样子的。
And so this is a reaction when they saw Lord Jesus appearing to them.
我们就看到说，其实你看主耶稣被钉十字架，主耶稣从死里复活。真的像门徒在讲解圣经之前，门徒的他们的信心是最低点。
And so from here we can see that when Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, resurrected, before he spoke the scripture to them, the faith of the disciples should be the lowest at the time.
因为当主耶稣被抓的时候，门徒跑光光了。
Because when Lord Jesus was captured, all the disciples ran away.
主耶稣被钉死以后。
After he was crucified,
所以门徒他们很害怕，他们也会被抓。
The disciples were afraid that they might be captured too.
他们很害怕因着耶稣基督丧命的。
They were frightened that they might die because of Lord Jesus.
他们现在听到耶稣基督复活的消息，他们竟然是没有办法相信的。
So now they hear that Lord Jesus has resurrected, they could not believe it.
他们还说这些妇女们讲的是胡说八道的。
They still think they even thought that these women's words were idle tales.
现在主耶稣跟他们显现之后，他们心里面。惊慌害怕。
Now, when Lord Jesus appeared to them, they're terrified and frightened.
他们当时候认为说，这个在我眼前的这个主耶稣是真的吗
？So they were wondering, this the Lord Jesus that appeared to them, is it real? Is it real?
因为37节说，他们以为所看见的是一个灵呢。
Because 37 says they thought what they had seen was a spirit.
但是主耶稣跟他们说，你们来看看，看我的手，看我的脚。
But Lord Jesus told them to come and take a look at his hands and his feet.
实在是我啊。
It is indeed he.
你们可以来摸摸看的啊。
You can come and touch me.
主耶稣又在他们面前吃东西的。
And Lord Jesus even ate before them.
这个主耶稣这样的一个做法，让这些门徒第41节说喜得不敢相信，并且稀奇。
In verse 41, it says, "While they still did not believe for joy and marveled."
主耶稣基督他的这些复活所有的表现，要证实一件事。
And what happened with Lord Jesus and his resurrection, he was trying to prove one thing.
他是生命的主。
That he is a Lord of life.
他本来就是从天上来的。
He came from heaven.
他来到人间有要一个很重要的目的。
He came to this world for a very important purpose.
就是要救人离开罪。
Is to save men from sin.
因为只有他有这个能力。
Because only he has such a power.
他完成了工作之后，他从死里复活。
After he completed his work, then he resurrected from the dead.
因为生命在他手上。
Because life is in his hands.
他愿意把他的生命舍弃，是为了一个拯救的目的。
He is willing to give up his life because he wants to save.
现在他再一次的活起来以后
，So now once again he has risen.
他要让他的所有的门，他的使徒们都了解。
He wants all his disciples to believe, to understand.
你们以后也要像这样复活。
And that you in the future will also resurrect like this.
你们现在要去传扬这样一个赦罪得救的道理。
So now you will go and spread the teaching and the words of forgiveness and salvation.
所以主耶稣复活在证实，在耶稣基督的人是有盼望的。
Lord Jesus' resurrection proves that those who believe in the Lord has a hope.
当时候主耶稣复活这个身体，它是可以摸得到。是可以看得到，是可以跟一般人一样一起吃喝的。
And at the time, the body that Lord Jesus resurrected in, is made of flesh. He can eat, he can drink, he can be touched.
可是也可以同时一下子就不见，也可以一下子出现。
But he can also vanish and reappear within seconds.
这是跟我们一般的这个带着血肉之躯的这个身体不一样的。
And this is different from the body that we have that's made of flesh.
圣经里面说这个叫做复活的灵体。
The Bible tells us that this is the resurrected spiritual body.
主耶稣他这个复活之后，他向门徒亲自显现。
After Lord Jesus resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
他要让他的门徒的信心从最低点往上提升到最高峰。
And he wants to elevate the faith of the disciples from the lowest point to the highest point.
他要让他们不但对他相信，而且愿意去继续他传福音的这个工作。
He wants them to not only believe him, but continue the work of gospel.
但是要他们要去传扬这个福音之前，他们要先明白圣经里面有关于耶稣基督的预言。
But before they start the work, they must understand the prophecy regarding Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣特别为门徒讲解圣经。
So Lord Jesus himself explained the scripture to the disciples.
有关于他自己的预言，一一的跟他们解答。
And he answers each of the prophecies regarding himself.
然后主耶稣开他们的心窍。
Then Lord Jesus opened their understanding.
然后跟他们说明，现在你们要奉我的名。要奉他的名，就是基督的名，去传悔改赦罪的道理。
And that he will, and that they need to preach the
第四十七节。
In verse 47, that they need to preach the repentance and remission of sin that should be preached in his name to all nations.
他说：“你们就是这些事情的见证。”
And that you are the witness of these things.
也就是说，现在门徒他们要从本来很害怕被抓。为福音牺牲的这个现况里面，转变成很勇敢的为耶稣基督做见证。耶稣已经复活。
In other words, that the disciples from the state of being fearful, frightened that they might be captured and die for Lord Jesus, transforming to a group of people that's willing to work for Lord Jesus.
主耶稣也应许他们，你们要去做见证以前，要先领受从上头来的能力。
And Lord Jesus also promised that before you do the work, you will receive power from above.
所以四十九节就说，主耶稣要他们在城里面等候，等候圣灵降临，浇灌你们，你们才出去传福音。
And verse 49, Lord Jesus told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they are endued with the power from on high.
那主耶稣他复活显现完之后，你看现在门徒他们的改变很明显。
After Lord Jesus resurrected and appeared to them, you can see the transformation of the apostles. It was very obvious.
因为这四十天里面，主耶稣向门徒讲解圣经。
Because in the last 40 days, Lord Jesus explained the scriptures to the apostles.
第五十二节特别说。
In verse 52.
等到这个时间到了，主耶稣要被接离开，要升天去的时候。
And when the time has come that Lord Jesus is receiving to the heaven.
然后这些门徒看着。第五十二节说，他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去了。
In verse 52, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
他们现在本来是心里愁烦，面带愁容，又心里有疑念的，现在他们反而变成大大的欢喜，而且很高兴的看到主耶稣被接上升。
They were frightened and they had doubts and their face were saddened, but now they have great joy and they witness Lord Jesus ascending to heaven.
即使主耶稣离开他们，他们相信主耶稣还是活着。
Even though Lord Jesus had departed from them, they believed that Lord Jesus is still alive.
主耶稣现在换另外一个方式要跟他们同在。
That Lord Jesus is with them in another way.
就是借着圣灵浇灌，要与他们同住。
And that is through the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus will abide with them.
因为这个圣灵的浇灌是主耶稣早就已经跟他们预告的。
Because the downpouring of the Holy Spirit is a prophecy that Lord Jesus already said.
现在这些门徒他们看到主耶稣复活这个事实以后。
When the disciples saw that the fact that Lord Jesus has resurrected,
他们相信主所说的话都会实现。
They now believe that everything Lord Jesus said will come true.
所以他们现在愿意回到耶路撒冷去等候父所应许的这个从上头来能力的浇灌。
So they're willing to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the power that will pour down from the heaven that is promised by their Lord.
然后他们就在殿里面称颂神，赞美神。
So they continue to be in the temple praising and bless God.
那所以从二十四章我们就看到这个整个改变都从主耶稣复活所带出来的。
And from this chapter, we can see that the transformation came about from the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
看到这些主的门徒，他们怎么样再一次的将主耶稣复活的这个道理做见证，而且去传扬这个得救的福音。
And we can see how the disciples witnessed for the resurrection of Lord Jesus and spread the gospel.
今天我们看的圣经里面所描述这个主复活的过程。
So today, when we read about the process of resurrection of Lord Jesus,
我们心里面要非常的感谢。
That in our hearts we should have thanksgiving.
因为有主的这个复活，我们今天才有盼望。
Because with the resurrection of Lord Jesus today, we have hope.
因为我们回想主耶稣他来到人间这整个过程。
If you think about how Lord Jesus came to this world,
这是要来解决我们人自己没有办法解决 的困难。
He came to solve the problems, the difficulties that we cannot solve.
我们现在请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 12.
这就如罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Verse 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
死是从罪，就是从亚当来的。
So death came from one man, that is Adam.
亚当犯罪，让所有人都在罪里。
Because Adam sinned, so that all men are in the sin.
那因为在罪里，所以众人都会死。
Because all men are in sin, so all men will die.
因为死是罪的工价。
Because death is a wage of sin.
那所以在耶稣基督以前，所有的人在死亡前都要臣服，没有人能够得胜死亡。
And that's why before Lord Jesus, no man can have victory over death.
但其实亚当他这个人物的出现是神救恩计划里面的很重要一点。
But Adam, the appearance of this character Adam, he is a very important part of God's salvation plan.
我们看第十四节。
Let's first read verse 14.
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当一起犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来吃人的。
Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
这个亚当是那以后要来之人的预像，指的是亚当是以后要来就是耶稣基督的预像预表。
And Adam, who is a type of him, that means he is symbol of coming of Lord Jesus.
他在要做一个对比。在亚当里众人都死，接下来要讲在耶稣基督里面众人都要活。
So in Adam all men have died is making a contrast compared to that under Lord Jesus all men have come alive.
我们现在看第十五节。
Verse 15.
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典以那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
Verse 15, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many.
我们现在跳过去看第十七节。
Verse 17.
若因为一个人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
这里要一直在强调说，因着耶稣基督，我们今天 能够有活着的盼望，因为主耶稣已经活了。
Here's emphasizing that through Jesus we now can have a hope of resurrection because we came alive because of Jesus Christ.
我们从路加福音看到门徒他们的改变，是他们在活着的世上的时候，他们对这个整个主耶稣基督的话语跟主耶稣给他们的使命，他们所心里面所表现出来的火热以及他们的积极。
And from Luke chapter 24, we can see that the transformation of the disciples is because of their response to God's commission and that their heart was burned.
因为他们了解圣经的道理。
It is because they understand the scripture.
他们被赋予传福音的使命。
So that they are given the commission of spreading the gospel.
他们也被给了一个很重要的这个礼物，就是圣灵的浇灌。
They were given a great gift that is a downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
就是要让他们得能力去完成这个使命。
It is so that they can receive the power to complete this task.
但是完成这些使命，当我们结束了在这世上的工作之后，像主耶稣完成他的救恩的工作之后，他离开，他升天了。
Just like Lord Jesus, after he completed his commission in this world, he ascended to heaven.
我们今天跟在主耶稣基督后面的这些门徒们。
So today, for the fellow Christians, we are following the footsteps of Lord Jesus.
当我们完成了主所托我们的所有使命之后
，After we completed the commission that Lord Jesus entrusted to us,
我们要跟着主耶稣的脚踪从死里复活。
We will follow his footsteps and resurrect from death.
这是为什么我们今天信主，我们的盼望不是在这个地上。
And this is why today, when we believe in the Lord, our hope is not in this world.
我们现在看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章
，First Corinthians 15。
十五章特别强调主耶稣基督复活这件事。
And chapter 15 emphasizes the resurrection of Lord Jesus。
这个叫做福音所给我们的救恩。
So this is the salvation that came with the gospel。
当然，当时有些人质疑主耶稣基督从死里复活这件事情。
At the time, there are people that are doubting how Lord Jesus risen from the dead.
因为有人不相信死人会复活。
Because some don't believe that it's possible for a dead to become alive.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
既传基督是从死里复活的，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢
？Verse 12. Not if Christ is preached that he has risen from the dead, how do some among you saying there is no resurrection from the dead?
如果死人复活这件事情是不可能的，那基督就不会复活嘛。
So if resurrection is not possible, then Christ did not resurrect.
那如果第十四节说基督如果没有复活，那我们所传的道理就是枉然的，我们所信的也是枉然的。
Verse 14, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty.
如果主耶稣没有复活，我们所信的是枉然，我们就是还在罪里面。
If Lord Jesus did not resurrect, did not risen, then our faith is empty. Then that means we're still living in sin.
第十七节说。
Verse 17.
如果我们仍在罪里面，那么在基督里罪人就是灭亡了，就是没有希望了。
Verse 17. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins.
第十八、第十九节说。19. 但是我们若靠主耶稣基督只在今生有指望，就是比众人更可怜的。
And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
这里在强调，今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们的指望绝对不是只有在今生。
Here's emphasizing that in Lord Jesus Christ, our hope is not only in this life.
因为主耶稣已经从死里复活，这是一个事实。
Because Lord Jesus already risen from the dead, this is a fact.
这个事实在说明他是生命的主。
This fact is telling us that he is the Lord of life.
他现在回到天上去。
He has returned to heaven.
他借着圣灵的浇灌，让我们明白他在垂听我们的祷告。
Through the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, he helped us understand that he is listening to our prayers.
他活生生的在天上观看着我们每一个动作。
And he is living, he is watching every one of our actions.
所以主耶稣基督他被钉死又复活，第二十节说，基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人初熟的果子。
Verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
21节说，死既是因一人而来，使人复活也是因一人而来。
Verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
22节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
For as in Adam will die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
这里一直在强调，在主耶稣基督里面，众人都复活了。
Here's emphasizing that in Jesus Christ all will be made alive.
我们都是活着的人。
We are all living man.
所以今天主耶稣基督他复活的这个事实。
So today the fact about Lord Jesus' resurrection.
他要带给我们 永生的盼望。
That it will bring us the hope of everlasting life.
它要改变我们整个人生的目标。
That it will change the direction of our lives.
它要让我们知道说，我们今天活在世上，其实不是只是醉生梦死，就吃吃喝喝过日子。
He helps us understand that living in this world today is not about matter of eating or drinking or enjoying our lives.
主耶稣他的整个一生，就是为了福音活着。
Lord Jesus' entire life is living for the sake of the gospel.
他用他的每一个时间去传扬神的这个救恩，去装备他的门徒，要继续这个旅程。
And he used every moment of his life to spread God's gospel to equip his disciples to complete this mission.
最后，他顺服天父的旨意，受苦，被钉死之后，他复活。
At the end, he followed the instruction of God and crucified on the cross, resurrected.
他甚至说，他成了睡的之人，出熟的果子，表示说他是第一个从死里身体复活，而且能够向门徒显现，能够最后回到天上去的那个模型。
And verse 20 says that he became the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. That means that he is the first a prototype or the model, an example of somebody who died, risen, and returned to heaven.
我们今天在基督里面，我们都会复活，我们都是活着。
So in Christ today, we will all be made alive.
这就是主耶稣基督他复活所带给我们的改变，我们整个人生的观念，我们对死亡我们有不一样的看法了。
And this is a transformation that will come to us when we believe in Lord Jesus' resurrection.
因为主耶稣作王，要把所有的仇敌都踩在他脚下。
Because Lord Jesus now reigns as a king, and he will put all his enemies under his feet.
第二十五节说，第十五章二十五节。
Chapter 15, verse 25.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Verse 25, for he must reign still, he has put enemies under his feet.
第二十六节。
26.
近末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
And the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
我们现在跳过去看第五十三节。
Let's skip to verse 53.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里呢？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？
Verse 53.
55节，对不起。
Verse 55, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?
第56节说，死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
Verse 56, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
第57节，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督啊得胜了。
57, but thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们得胜死亡。
So today in Lord Jesus Christ, we have victory over sin.
表示说我们能够脱离罪的束缚。
And that means that we can leave the bondage of sin.
罪在我们身上已经没有功效。
That sin has no effect on us.
我们既然脱离罪，我们成为自由的。
So since we have departed from sin, we are now free men.
那么我们现在整个生命就是要为了主耶稣活着。
So we need to live, our life needs to be living for Christ.
我们如果能够接受主耶稣基督所托付我们这样的一个这个使命。
So today we can receive the commission that Lord Jesus has entrusted to us.
效法主耶稣基督的榜样。
And that we can follow Lord Jesus' example.
我们竭力的为主做工。
That we work hard to work for Him.
我们必然让我们的生命发挥最大的意义。
Then our life will be meaningful.
最后，我们也会像主耶稣基督从死里复活。
At the end, we will resurrect and be risen from the dead like Lord Jesus.
我们虽然肉体会死亡
，even though our fleshly body will die.
因为现在这个救恩还在进行当中。
Because this salvation plan is still in progress.
但是我们在主里面，我们都是活着的。
But in the Lord, we are all alive.
圣经说，就好像是睡着一样。
The Bible tells us it seems that we are asleep.
将来主耶稣再来的时候，要让我们再重新醒过来。
That one day when Lord Jesus comes again, we will be awake again.
这就是主耶稣基督所带给我们这个永生的盼望。
And so this is the eternal hope that Lord Jesus has brought us.
让我们所有的人都充满喜乐。
So that all of us will be filled with joy.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们，让我们每一个人都能看到主所带给我们这么重大的救恩。
So may Lord Jesus help us so that all of us can understand the great salvation grace that God has given us.
那么一起来为主竭力做工。
So that together we can strive and work for the Lord.
最后我们读五十八节。
Let's lastly read verse 58.
所以我亲爱弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
478首。
478.